with, right within our area.
Just past Integrity Hills, down the hill.
I can get some ideas.
Dale Haney came through with that one. Drops off down in there.
So they've got a list of the requirements for the nightly rental that we require those 14 items that you've listed off, like a buffer plan. It looks like there might.
Marla has met with them, and then usually I try to get with them, and I've been sending those out to the applicants and asking them if there's any questions. So I'll email you that list, which is our staff recommendations, which is your posting. Check with your local fire district, which I know Marla's already told you. Sales tax number. There's a few requirements to get done before you can start renting.
Right.
Local representative. They're going to want to know who your local representative is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right.
And it looks like there needs to be some buffering on this one as well.
Buffering.
Plan, landscape.
Between nightly rental and residential, either vegetative, which I haven't been out there to see how this is growing up, because this house is completed. A vegetative or a fence, some type of buffer between your property and the adjoining residential property.
Oh, okay.
So I'll meet you out there and we'll look at it, and then we'll get them a plan for the public hearing of what you're planning to be buffer, whether it's existing vegetation or some fence, et cetera.
Does that lane, does it go down to a dock, or is that just
It's just down to the water, the core. It's just a walking golf cart path to to the water.
This one, Doug? The one to the south dead ends.
Yeah, no, I mean the one
on the property
down the rock.
Oh.
It looks like there might be a place there to launch a boat, but.
No. It's just a walking path going down off the bluff. There is, if you go on down Newton, going down there.
Yeah. That's what we had trouble with the last time, the boat dock people down there.
Yeah.
Concerned about their people using the, it's a public ramp, but they were having that problem.
We got a slip down there. I can't recall exactly what year that you all approved nightly rental, but I've yet to hear any complaints. You know, it's kind of turned around. Really, it's good people renting. It's more the locals we have more of trouble with, and it's been proven because I got cameras on the dock.
Well, and I remember the last time the issue on our dock was that we were afraid that the nightly rentals could rent out that dock space, but you can't do that. You know, we own
with
our own
core.
Space. So
core won't allow that.
Right. So that was a concern, but then they reassured us that they couldn't be able to do that. So I can't think of anything else last time.
That was the only, I remember that was the main opposition to other nightly rentals we had in that area.
Yeah.
And again, any communication with neighbors that you can do before the meeting always helps out versus who shows up to attend the public hearing. Any other questions? The applicant. April 13th.
All right.
Thank you.
And you'll be in touch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Stop. Yep. Okay. Probably before the end of the week. We'll start working on those this week.
Great. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 20 minutes in and we're almost done.
Next.
Okay. I was waiting for the chairman.
Yep. got one left.
Yep. Number 2004, which is called the Cliff House. This is Northwest Specialty Homes LLC is seeking planning commission approval of a special use permit for the ability to use a 10-bedroom single-family home located at 493 Shady Drive, Branson. See if we can get you located. This is State 165. Fall Creek Road, where it comes in down next to the steakhouse. The back end here along the bluff. This is basically straight across from Foggy River Road in Hollister at the end of Acacia Club. Our highlighted parcel is here. Does everybody know where we are?
Okay.
At that, I'd turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening. I'm James with Northwest Specialty Homes, and this is our property. He's pulling it up now. This is a really, really fascinating property. It was built in 1986, and just incredible. I'm a fourth-generation contractor, and just to see what they put into this house is amazing. The engineering that went into it, it is built like a bunker. It has three-story solid concrete pylons that support the roof system. And, in fact, we have a bank vault in the basement, a full bank vault. So they really engineered it. So our property there is totally surrounded by wrought iron fencing. The three driveways are gated as well. So we have a good buffer system, and then the bottom half, of course, is fully wooded. To the right side, it's wooded, and then to the left as well is partially. We will be adding evergreens in that small gap you can see to the left toward the front of the left driveway. There are planting beds inside our fence, and we will be adding probably some type of magnolias or arborvitaes just to finish sealing off that whole side, just for, you know, a nice green space there. And like I said, it's we're doing some renos in there, updating. It's set empty for, I think, about 2 years. It was a previously it had been a bank repoed property, and so it's set empty for a couple years. So getting that back up to date and fixed up a bit. So, sprucing that up.
So, as a 10-bedroom, that would be 11 cars?
Yes, sir. I believe there was a parking diagram in your application, too.
We have parking, including the garage, for approximately 26 inside the gates. The amount of concrete on the property far outweighs the amount of grass. they really put in a lot of paving.
That is, if the one down at the bottom wants to get out, he has to meet everybody else's goal.
It is some there. You know, it is tandem, but you know, with certainly we would never see someone wanting to put 26 cars right there, but technically the space is there. If you ever had a single event, there would be parking there. I have four business partners in our construction business, and so we bought this property for personal use, but as with any large property, you like to keep your options open and certainly offset some costs. So that is kind of where we're at. We would be interested in renting it out a few weeks to more of a corporate type clientele, or possibly a single, kind of a family reunion type, groups for... we would foresee a five-night minimum type thing. So not a high turnover type rental. and not a fully booked one either, as far as from what our plans are. Because we certainly would like to enjoy the lake view up there as well. The view is fantastic from there. It's three stories of balconies there looking down on Tanny Como. It's all, you know, wooded down to, I believe those are apartments and condos down below, and then it's adjacent to, you know, of course, Point Royal and all of those type are right along the river down, going back toward the dam down below in there.
Subject?
No, it's on public, sir. Is what I have been, is what my realtors and the disclosures have said.
That's a pretty awesome view from the lake looking up at it. So.
Oh, really? I'm sure I haven't seen that. I've we're from Huntsville, so yeah, I haven't. Right. Tanny Como is not. I haven't been as much around it as, you know, of course, Beaver and Table Rock, but yeah, it's a very interesting property, and like I said, it has set empty and sort of a bit neglected. So we're excited to get to work on it and, you know, spruce up the neighborhood a bit, because I've talked to several neighbors, and all of them have expressed excitement that. You know, something's being done. It's not just continuing to deteriorate, because the outside has a bit gone downhill in the last couple years. So, the two next door neighbors have both been excited where they're working and everything. And I've expressed to them, our, plan for it as far as we're using it for ourselves, but we would like the option to rent it out to a few corporate groups a year too, and they seemed fine with that. I haven't talked to all of the neighbors within 600 feet because I haven't had a chance to do that yet, but so far, the next door neighbors I've been talking to quite a bit, and the one house across the street, kind of up and to the right, catty-cornered, I've talked to her right across the street from the really big house. The house right in front of ours is a vacant home that is a rental, as well. So a management company takes care of that, but it's been vacant for quite a while. So no one's in that one.
I think the house, to me looks like an awesome nightly rental house. The problem I have is the volume of cars that would be associated with a home that big in a residential area. Just a personal comment.
That's what I like too about this particular site, was there was multiple roads in that helps, you know, should help defer traffic, you know, some. I thought, but certainly yes,
there's two roads coming in. Right?
Yes, there are two roads there. Yes. Yeah, two different roads come in from Fall Creek.
Shady and Dalton.
Yeah. Yes, there we are. Yeah. So you, and the maps show, if I can.
Sure.
The maps show Illinois connecting, but
Illinois doesn't connect.
And it constantly sends, it sent me up there. And then after I made the permit, I actually found out that it doesn't in fact connect. You would need a machete some hiking boots to.
Platted to, but it's
yes.
Never built.
And Google regularly sends everyone up there. Or it did me the one time, so I've had it corrected. And,
So have you been in contact with the city utilities department about
the water department?
The sewer.
No, I haven't talked with them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I need to reach out to them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Scott, can you bring up the city limits?
Well, see these purple lines?
Yeah.
This one's not purple. I mean, you're not seeing the purple. It actually is purple. So. See that B right there, City of Branson. So everything inside this purpose.